Hello, and welcome to the Harbor Church's podcast on spiritual disciplines. My name is Sarah McAnally, and I'm the worship coordinator at our Walker Harbor campus. These podcasts are designed to help us grow in our faith and walk with God through various spiritual practices. Today, we're going to talk about a practice that I am admittedly not very good at, fasting. What do you think about when you think of fasting? I think about when I was in middle school, hearing some of my friends talk about what they were giving up for Lent. My church didn't observe Lent, so I didn't know what it was about, but as far as I could tell, it was a time when you gave up sugar or pop until you got your Easter basket. One kid told the story of his church going around the room to ask each student what they were giving up. He answered he would be giving up toilet paper. You can imagine how well that went over. Thankfully, fasting is much deeper and more meaningful than deciding something to give up while you wait for your sugary Easter basket. Jesus fasted, and he expected his followers would do the same. So what is fasting? Fasting is the removal of something good, an appetite, from one's life for a time and a purpose in order to seek God. In doing this, we develop an appetite for Him, growing in our complete reliance on God for our every need. People fast from all sorts of things, social media, sweets, alcohol, but our examples from Scripture involve fasting from food. Let's read Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. The first thing I notice about this passage is that it's not really about fasting at all. It's about what happened when Jesus was fasting. He was hungry after 40 days of fasting in the desert when the devil came to tempt him. Instead of giving in to the temptation, though, Jesus relies on God's word. I have to imagine the time spent fasting in the desert strengthened Jesus and developed his full dependence on God, helping him to stand against the tempter. Have you ever tried fasting? As a disclaimer, we are not fully God and fully human like Jesus, so we won't be fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, please. But what might happen if we fasted for one day or from one meal? How might our dependence on God and subsequently our trust in Him grow and deepen? Okay, but where do I start? What do I do? Let's go through some basic guidelines for fasting. First, start small. If you don't know how your body will respond to not eating, start with missing just one meal. Second, be smart. If you have dietary or health restrictions, fast from something other than food, or definitely talk to your doctor about it. Drink lots of water and maybe skip your CrossFit class that day. Third, fast for a purpose. Are you seeking the Lord about a particular matter? Are you looking for guidance or insight? Is there something you've been holding on to or trying to control that you need to turn over to God? I told you before that I'm not great at fasting, mostly because I really like to eat and I have a hard time denying this desire. I have, however, experienced times in my life where there was nothing else I could do but seek God through fasting. It wasn't easy, and I'm still working on the practice, but I can tell you that God met me in those moments of complete surrender and of utter dependence on Him. Might God be inviting you to grow deeper in relationship with Him through fasting? If you're like me, fasting isn't a practice you think about very often. But again, if you're like me, you might find God meeting you there in the vulnerable dependency on His sustenance. Grace and peace be with you, friends.